We were talking about the word drink, and I think we went through this, you were talking a minute ago about drink. Every day I some water.
Drink some water.
Yesterday I
drank some water.
And many times I have as many as 12 glasses.
Drunk, and I have drunk.
Is there an invitation that you use to call people to come sit down at the table when a meal is ready? You or your wife use? If you had guests, you were sitting in the living room yakking away and dinner was ready, how would you tell them to come to the table?
Come wash your hands.
Okay. We're talking about the word sit. You told me to down.
Sit down.
So I?
Sat down.
As a matter of fact, I had, before you said it.
Oh boy, I don't know what now. What?
Don't worry about it. What would you say?
I had sat, I guess, is what I say that some anyhow.
Okay, that's fine. How, if people were sitting at your table and you wanted them to serve themselves of the food that was on the table, what would you say to them?
Help yourselves.
And are there some expressions that are used to decline food at the table?
I wouldn't care for any.
And what was pardon me, what is a word that you use to refer to warmed over food?
Leftovers.
We're talking about the word chew. That food is hard to
chew.
Before I swallowed it.
I chewed it.
And it had been before it was swallowed.
Chewed.
What is a dish that's made, I think of it as being made with cornmeal and water mostly, and is cooked on the stove until it's thick, maybe the consistency of grits. Do you think of a word that brings to mind?
Well, in our day there, it was a mush.
That's what I was thinking of. Is it always made with cornmeal to
yes.
be called mush?
Mm-hmm.
If you have a little patch of ground where you grow some beans and tomatoes and a few things like this, you might call it your
garden.
And beans and peas and tomatoes are all
vegetables.
Now, there is a kind of corn that I the only way I've ever seen it is in cans, but I understand it's also sold in bulk lots that people eat. And it's not corn as you would normally see it, but it's sort of puffed up and maybe it's somehow different colors. Does this bring anything to mind?
You like hominy?
Right. Now tell me what this is.
It's boiled corn. And it's boiled in, my mother used to make it by the pot full and she would boil it in ashes. And just put ashes in with it. The ashes would take the hull off. Break the hull up where you peel it off, you rub it together and the hull would come off. And you had the pure insides of the grain of corn, all puffed up. Whether she did anything else to it, besides wash it, I don't know. But it'd be delicious. A lot better than you buying the can in the store.
Is it different colors?
Well, it could be. Now, we never did grow anything but white corn.
Oh, I see.
Some people like yellow corn and Indian type corn and so forth, but we went in for white corn only.
Oh, so that would make white hominy, right?
Mm-hmm.
What if it's ground up? Is this something else? Does it become something else?
Corn ground up?
No, hominy ground up.
Not that I know of.
What do you think of when you say hominy grits?
Well, I think that's just chopped up corn.
You do?
I don't think there's any cooking process ever taking place with that.
I see. Is there a difference in hominy grits and grits?
I don't know.
No.
Haven't thought of it.
It was interesting anyway. You talked about Indian corn a minute ago. I had some Indian corn that I just thought to hang on my door because it was pretty.